My name is Hyung Soo. I am studying a business at MIT Sloan School of Management. I'm a second year. And I'm interested in making a watch and alarm clock for blind or people with hearing loss. I'm at the very initial stage of doing some market research and getting some opinions from the users. I've been working at a startup company in Silicon Valley that makes vibration alarm clock. It's a wristband. You wear it. It wakes you up with vibration, not with sound. So it's very effective. A couple of weeks ago, my friend from Korea, he is a harmonica player, and he just was complaining about not having an effective watch he can use. According to my knowledge, there are two types of watch for the blind. One is the talking watch, and the other type is the analog watch, which can be opened so that you can touch the hands and the brails. The problem with that was because he's usually in an environment with very loud noise, so he can't really use the talking watch. And during the meeting or while he's talking to having conversation with someone else, he can't really use a talking watch because he doesn't want to embarrass himself by going. My idea is very simple. It's a watch with the braille numbers. You can just very quickly and accurately tell what time it is just by touching it. My question is, I just want to see what type of watches you use and your just user experience and what improvements or functions or features you'd want to add in your watch.
You said you're thinking of a watch with braille numbers. How does that, you mean as opposed to the dots that we have now?
So it's with dots, but the existing products, it has the hand as normal analog watches and dots around it.
Oh, you're thinking of something digital?
Yes.
Refreshable.
Yes. The problem with the existing product is the frequent touches is kind of fragile and it costs a couple of $100. So there's, and also there's a startup company which is called Haptica. He is an industrial designer. He just introduced the design concept of the braille watch. He tried to raise funds to make it, but didn't happen. The concept is introduced in many occasions, but the actual product has not been out in the market.
Would you be able to make a refreshable braille display that was that small? And the other problem, the real problem with refreshable braille displays is that they die. I don't want my watch becoming unreadable after 6 months.
You would need four cells also, because if the time is 1223, you would need to represent each one of those numbers. So you would need four braille, complete braille cells.
Yes, but how often is it going to change? Every second?
Oh, it can be every minute. I don't have background in engineering, mechanical engineering, so...
One of the problems that you're going to face with this, and I think you'll discover this once you do research, braille displays are much more expensive, so I would assume you're probably looking at a price point here.
Yes.
Of probably $200 at least.
$200. Suppose that there is a watch with the braille dots. It's very accurate. You can tell by the minutes, and it's very durable. I'm interested in knowing how much you would be willing to pay.
You know, me personally, I wouldn't want to wear this big, clunky thing on my wrist.
It won't be much bigger than the regular watches.
Okay, but look at the watch I have on now.
Yes,
it'll be bigger
the width,
than this.
The width will be about twice.
See, I'm telling you right now, I would not wear a watch. This watch to me is too big, and this is not a big watch. I would not wear a watch that was that big. I hate
the analog watch.
I'm wearing an analog braille watch.
Me too.
I wouldn't want to watch this twice that big. The size and how attractive it is, I mean, I'm a professional. I work, you know, I go to professional functions. I want some.
The braille cells would only have to have four dots each for one thing.
Yes, only four dots.
That would possibly cut the cost down somewhat.
Yes, and the size, it can be a lot smaller.
The 2 hour numbers could be above the minute numbers. So
square.
I think, yeah, you could have that kind of a display on a pretty small watch. Unless the guts have to be.
When you talk about the device, watch is an odd thing because it comes down to more than just the functionality. It comes down to the style of the watch, too. You know, why do some people pay $30,000 for a watch and some people pay $10 for a watch? And if you're going to start moving into the higher price ranges, you really need to have something that has some sort of fashion sense with it as well.
My target is to be able to spread it to as many people as possible. I will have to compensate, negotiate between the design, the price, and accuracy. So I'm trying to find out where the threshold should be.
For example, if you were to produce a watch that's, say, $200 range, for me, as an exclusive Braille watch user, it would have to be A, very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
B, very small. And C, probably, if I'm going to replace what I already have, it probably would have to have some additional functionality.
Yes.
Like an alarm, mm-hmm, or
a stopwatch function, perhaps.
No, I don't care about that.
You may not.
I mean, I can see where other people might.
Yeah.
For me, it would be an alarm. I mean, most an alarm and maybe the date.
Yes. So, so another idea is to make an alarm clock. When you wake up, when you snooze, or when you turn it off, it tells you about the weather. It gives a temperature, and it tells you whether it's raining, or chance of raining, maybe your plans during the day. You can just save your schedules so that it's transferred to your watch.
Are you planning to do all this with just the Braille cells? Or are you planning to put some kind of voice chip in there that would do that? Because I don't think you're going to get all of that functionality into four cells.
No.
Yes. So maybe I can start separate products in the beginning, and then as I develop the prototypes, I can just get feedbacks from users constantly.
I would say do one thing and do it well.
Well,
yes.
Don't try to be everything to all people. We have lots of devices that have, I mean, I've got an iPhone that sits by my bed, and I got calendars and appointments and the weather and all that. Give me something that accurately, if you want to do a watch, do time, date, if possible, and maybe temperature if necessary, but I mean, just time and date.
If you can make a reliable watch, mm-hmm, that will go a long way for making it marketable, because most of the Braille watches that are on the market today, they're crap. If it could be waterproof, that would even be better.
You know, for anything that moves, it's got to be in a hole, and if you seal it off tightly enough not to be susceptible to water.
We're assuming that it's using pins and display.
Right, they can be under a rubberized and latex display. I think waterproof is a reasonable...
With that said, I mean, you're talking about a lot of different functions there. For the most part, most people wouldn't use all those functions.
Yes.
And I think most of us have found more efficient ways of getting that functionality. I'd be more inclined to buy a digital Braille watch that only tells the time, does nothing else. That has an 18 karat gold, Italian gold. this is a men's D bracelet, and you charge $3,500, and I would for it to buy a $10 Braille watch, because I can tell the time with anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to make a watch that is just digital Braille watch. Just very simple, not many complicated functions.
Yeah, don't go with all that.
So,
it's good that people can use it for vibration modes for couples and also, you know, you don't want to wake up your wife now. This is really awkward.
The alarm clock that my company is making is out there. It's in Apple Store. It's called Lark. But they first targeted the general population, so it analyzes your sleep. It gives you recommendation. Price is too high. It's $129. It's not very affordable to a lot of people who are in need of the vibration alarm clock. So we are trying to make something that has just vibration alarm clock function and making it really cheap.
One of the problems with Braille cells is that if you want something that's durable, it's going to be expensive. That's been the toughest part of designing Braille cells that can stand up to being touched. And if you had maybe just a one vibrating pad, it might be easier to do.
Okay.
Although I wouldn't buy it.
Thank you so much. Great. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.